I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. According to Iranian-American composer Shahrokh Yadigari, technology is becoming a new medium of expression. Yadigari's even developed a software program that allows him to express himself musically. He called the software program Lila. Yadigari refers to it as an instrument, but Lila is basically an electronic call and response mechanism. On Yadigari's new CD, Migration, the composer and his software play duet with a Tehran-born violinist. Yadigari says he got the idea from something that happened, literally, in his backyard.
Oh, a number of years ago, I lived in Santa Monica, and right behind the house I lived in, there was a big jasmine tree. And one night I heard a bird, and the bird sung so beautifully. It kept me up at night quite often. And I had a four-track recorder at home, and I thought, well, I should record the bird. Then I thought, well, I should put up a monitor for the bird. And once I put up the monitor for the bird and played back the track, something really amazing happened. The feeling of the singing came so much more alive. The bird was a lot more excited. And at times I thought maybe he or she found a mate, but I'm told that it was probably more competition that was felt. And so this, I continued this, and I did many hours of recording with the bird. And I thought, this is something I can do with acoustic musicians.
So what you're doing is kind of setting up these this series of sonic mirrors where everything kind of bounces off each other.
That's a very beautiful way of looking at it.
How well does traditional Persian music then fit in with this idea of sonic mirrors that you've developed through Lila?
I think pretty closely, because much of the Persian music is based on call and response. It's often back and forth. One person sings a melody, another person either imitates it or brings some variation of it, and they both know where they're going. So this mirroring on some level already exists. But of course, now with Lila, I'm able to create a new sound.
So once you've developed Lila, you actually had to take it to this level where you're using it. So tell us what that looks like when you and, say, the violinist on the CD Migration, Keavash Nurai, perform together. Are you sitting at a laptop and he's playing violin? And how does the interaction kind of evolve?
Yeah, exactly. And we usually have to be in close proximity, meaning that visual feedback is very important.
And when you say visual feedback, you're looking at each other and you're taking cues from him and he's taking cues from you?
Yes. It really, we've arrived to this feeling that it really feels like two performers playing together. If Keavash plays a certain rhythm, I can delay his sound to himself, let's say by one bar, and that very quickly creates a fugue. What happens is that he will be playing with himself, basically with his own memory of what he's been playing, and then he will be reacting to whatever is being created, and this becomes a continual process, a circular process of creation and rebuilding. And then I decide, as I'm playing, which ones, which delays I'm bringing in, which delays I'm taking out. And at times, I try to follow the melodic sounds of what the acoustic performer is providing, especially because in Persian music, melody is extremely important.
Do you know if your music has been heard in Iran, and how do people view it? I mean, in some ways, I might imagine that it could be seen as more subversive than even pop music, because you're dealing with such old quintessential templates of Persia.
You'll actually be surprised how progressive people in Iran are. They listen to modern music at times more than we may think they would listen to modern music here. And when I say modern music, even Western modern music is listened to in Iran fairly regularly. And even going back to prior to the revolution, there were people such as Max Roach or Stockhausen that they went to Iran and their music was performed there. And that tradition still continues in Iran.
Finally, Shahrukh, the title of the CD is Migration, and it was named by a friend of yours who was inspired by the migration of monarch butterflies in San Diego. What is the connection of those migrating butterflies to Iranian Persian music?
There's this phenomenon that happens in San Diego that every year you see the butterflies migrate, some people believe from Mexico up to around Oregon or maybe even Canada. And what happens in the city at that time, it's really unbelievable and magical because everywhere that you look, you see butterflies. And this music, it sounded like a soundtrack for their migration. And it's a sense of a migration for myself to move from Persian music into electronic music. And I thought the name Migration fitted that very well, that process of creating the piece.
The CD is called Migration. It's performed by violinist Keavash Nurai and Shahrukh Yadigari, who works with his software, Lila. Thank you very much, Shahrukh.
Thank you, Marco.
Our team includes Christine Allington, David Barron, Catherine Griffin, Jory Lewis, Margot Melnikov, Vicky Peterson, Stephen Snyder, Mary Lou Ward, and Carol Zoll. And in London are Rob Hugh Jones, Vanessa Heaney, and Matthew Axel. We're online at theworld.org in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of the world.